So this isn't some sort of geothermal advanced calculus class, and you haven't forgotten everything that you've learned in grade 5 math. You're probably thinking, what in the world? These numbers make absolutely no sense. But by the end of this presentation, you're going to understand why these numbers make perfect sense and why federations like Cleveland, Metro Est, and my home community, Montreal, are investing in these numbers. So let's just take a minute and take pause and imagine what we want our communities to look like in 20, 30 years' time. Who'll be our Jewish professionals, our rabbis, our spiritual leaders? Who'll be those incredible lay leaders who are driving communities and bringing their skills and expertise to local boards? Who'll be our donors who are giving to federation, giving in times of crisis, and coming forward in times of needs? What do we need to do to take children today and turn them into spirited and engaged adults so that they're going to become these people going into the future? And more importantly, how do we go about doing that? So the answer is simple. It's camp. It's Jewish camp. There's a stickiness to camp that we know has influenced behaviors and attitudes of children long after they leave the bunks. I'm going to prove it to you. Raise your hand if you've gone to Jewish camp or if you've sent your children to Jewish camp. There you have it. So what we know is camp works. We know that 3 years times 21 days, this is incredible, 55% more likely to feel emotionally attached to Israel. 3 years, 2 years times 14 days, 4 years times 17 days, it doesn't matter. Three summers is 30% more likely to donate to a federation. And that 24-hour, 7-day experience creates 70% of our Jewish leaders today. So if we're really looking for our next generation of leaders and supporters of communities and advocates, we really don't need to look very far because they got their start at camp. So what are federations' roles in this? It's no surprise that federations across North America are investing strategically to place camp front and central on their Jewish identity platforms. Because federations understand that leaders come from camps and leaders, in the end, support our communities. So the chicken and the egg is, with federations having, by and large, flat annual campaigns, growing needs, and sometimes shrinking donor bases, how do they invest more money in supporting Jewish overnight camp? In Montreal, my home community, we have a wonderful donor who's partnered with Federation CJA, and he's a business guy, and he understands numbers. And he believes that his investment is the highest return on his philanthropic dollar. And he's only one example of leaders and philanthropists who are investing in camp with their local communities. The three communities that I'm representing today, Metro West, Cleveland, and Montreal, have all secured either very large designated dollars or endowed funds for Jewish overnight camping. And what's important to note is there's close to 40 communities across North America, large and small, Chicago, LA, Boston, El Paso, Texas, that are investing in supply and demand of Jewish overnight camping, looking at ways to get more kids in the door and ensuring that the quality of the experience that the kids have once they're in the door is excellent. So a couple of quick examples. In Metro West, New Jersey, they hired a camp recruiter to go out there and compete with the private camp ladies. And she's one by one camper getting those kids into the camps. In Cleveland, they've built upon the Boston Federation model and mobilize synagogues to make camp a priority. They've also endowed their One Happy Camper program with a recent gift from Michael and Anita Siegel, who are chairs of JFNA. And in my home community, Montreal, we're driving enrollment through middle income access programs, building future leaders through Jewish content initiatives, and supporting camps to remain competitive in a difficult environment through ongoing capacity building programs, enrollment, governance, and the like. And through our own camping initiative, we've supported already thousands of children and exposed them to the joys and values of wonderful Jewish summer camp. But we still have a lot of work to do. In 2011, 8% of our kids went to Jewish camp. In 2014, 11% of our children attended Jewish camp. And that's, I just want to note, there's about an 80% retention rate when kids go to camp, so that's quite incredible. But there's still about 625,000 Jewish children out there to reach. Luckily, there's two very strong North American leaders supporting our camps, and they're the Foundation for Jewish Camp and the Harold Greenspoon Foundation. Both of these foundations provide guidance, expertise, and match funds to camps and communities across North America. So let's just go back to those numbers again. 155 camps times 40 communities, that's 7,300 first-time campers every year, that's 75,000 campers every summer. So each community is looking at ways to invest in building their camps, and there's no one way to do it. But all the ingredients are there. You have federations that are placing a strategic focus on Jewish overnight camping. You have donors that have an appetite to make a meaningful change in their communities and have a high return on their philanthropic investment. You have leaders and advocates who are the products of Jewish camp. And you have kids who love Jewish camp. So let's just look at 155 camps plus you. That's what's going to create the strong Jewish future. Thank you.